There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show this evening, and we've got Robert Krakow going to join us at the bottom of the hour talking about the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the failings of it. And also, Stephen Huer is going to talk about successful blood pressure support. I'm on my way to England, and in this sequence, we have a very special guest, another hometown healer. And I talked with her prior to the show, and she moved me in her experience, and definitely I want to share with you what she's gone through. Her name is Marilyn Wells. She was diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis. And I want to share with you, and she wants to share with you, what she's done to hold it at bay, despite having to use the medical drugs the doctors have prescribed as well. Marilyn, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, and thank you.
Well, I'm happy to have you on board here, and you are an inspiration because you didn't accept the dire prognosis of decay, degeneration, and death and just say, okay, give me your drugs, and I'll see how long I last.
No, sir. I did quite the opposite. I was very shocked. I got diagnosed in September of 2010 with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, which was a shot out of the blue. I had been sick for several years, but nothing indicated that type of problem. We were dealing with all kinds of other internal possibilities. And in that fall, I lost the vision in my left eye.
Oh,
most
my goodness.
Of it.
All right, so the doctors confirmed that it was MS-related. Were you also losing mobility of any kind, muscular control?
That had been going on since 2008. I was shaking horribly. I was having to use two knee braces, very heavy portable knee braces to walk, and a cane to walk outside. I could not even go outside.
So this was not a subtle form of MS. You are seeing it. You are feeling it. It's degrading. Of course, the neurologists, they typically want to put you on some type of immunosuppressant, almost a chemotherapy-like situation. And I know you from talking with you before we were on the air, you're aware of the downside to that, but at this point you felt like, well, I need to do that as well.
Yeah, there really was no choice. I mean, you have MS. This is what's available. The good news is that although I know now I've had it most of my life and was never diagnosed, even if I would have been diagnosed, there were no medications. There were no even, you know, advanced tests to it confirm the diagnosis. So it actually, you know, finding out then was all synchronicity, and now there's medications. However, all the Western, you know, all the prescription Western medicine medications, a side effect of every single one of them for MS and also for things like Parkinson's and those neurological diseases, the side effect of every single one is to kill your immune system.
Right, and you know the consequences of that. So what is it within you that said, all right, if I do these drugs and I recognize the side effects, there's got to be something else that can help me through this in the meantime?
Well, immediately, once I was put on the MS medication, my blood went critical. My lymphocytes and all of the numbers indicating your immune system, were now not just unacceptable, they were critical. I was given 1 week to give them back up or else I would be forcibly taken off the MS medicine. And then that would mean rapid death. There's no choice. It had progressed that rapidly. Well, so I immediately started looking around. What is available to help your immune system? And Western medicine had nothing to offer except nothing.
Yeah.
So that meant supplements of some type. And I, again, totally organic. I want the best of what's available. Synchronicity happened. I was blessed one night. MS is an exhaustive disease. You have very little strength and stamina to stay awake.
Right.
It's exhausted. Anyway, I happened to be awake during a Coast to Coast show and heard the advertisement for Carnivora. And it caught my attention immediately. The results sounded positive. All organic sounded positive. The research done sounded positive. So at the time, I was blessed to be working with a craniosacral therapist who had a biomedical engineering background. So I asked him to please check into it and give me his opinion. He did so and came back to me and said, this sounded really good. And in fact, through his non-profit charity organization, bought me my first bottle.
Oh, how nice. That is so nice. To start, did you know how to take it when you began? Was there information available to you?
That is one of the things that has impressed me so very much with working with a carnivore organization is from day one, from the very first phone call, they have been excellent to work with. They have answered all my questions. They have provided any documentation I needed. They have even helped me apply for grants to get it.
Wow.
They have been excellent to deal with because they, too, are starting to hear this story from people like me that this works.
And Marilyn, if I may, I need to ask you this, because they're not allowed, as you know, dietary supplement manufacturers in America are muzzled. Their freedom of speech isn't there. They can't tell you what this does for any disease. They can only talk about supporting your immune system, really.
And that's understandable. Because of what I've been through, it is common knowledge and around this part of I live in Montana, and we have an epidemic of MS up here. It's rampant up here because of the lack of sun and the quality of life and everything that happens in this part of the country. But it's epidemic up here, so I'm well aware of what's happening with it, and it's growing worldwide. All the autoimmune diseases are growing worldwide,
mm-hmm.
and they're all connected.
Absolutely. So you get to this point, the doctors say your blood is critical, we can't keep you on these drugs for MS because it'll, you know, wipe out your immune system. You find the carnivore, your craniosacral therapist checks it out, says this is great, even through his charity helps to get the first bottle for you. Did you start taking capsules, liquid, what happened, and how long did it take before you saw a difference?
I have only taken the capsules. I have never done anything else. The
okay.
capsules work beautifully for me. I followed their program A immediately, where you start at 1 and work your way up to 5 per dose.
Okay.
3 times a day. And then I came back down and I maintained at 2 for a while. And then it's been so long I couldn't tell you what happened, but something happened and I needed to increase and go up a little bit to like 3 or 4. And then twice I could not get the carnivora, and my blood went critical. Within 1 week of taking it, the blood's back to normal. When you take carnivora, you have a rest day. I take my capsules 6 days a week, and then I rest on the 7th day and don't take any.
Isn't that interesting how that works? Now,
what's interesting to me is mm-hmm. on that rest day,
yeah.
I cannot wait for the next day when
you're ready to take it again. Marilyn, let me
ask
you this.
Because I feel the difference that
you feel
strongly.
It, yeah. And I'm with you because we use Carnivora. I love it. I appreciate Richard and the gang there. They really care. They really are helpful to so many. But the measurement of your blood. Now, these are biomarkers that are measurable by the medical community, by the doctors. When they test your blood and they say your immune signals here are very dangerous, and in a week, if you're not doing something better, we're going to have to pull you off the meds. did they test you a week after starting, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? Did they actually measure and say, oh, my gosh, it's better?
Yes. When the blood went critical, I had to go back and have it rechecked in 1 week, in 7 days. So there are those markers. I have copies of all the blood work. I keep copies of everything from the medical community.
Did you tell your doctor what you had done? Because sometimes they get upset.
Oh, absolutely. My neurologist, he's not one to want to use the words, but he has. He flat out said, you're a walking miracle. He was the one who, I said, what would you call a full remission? And he said, well, we don't often use those words because it's rare.
Right.
But a full remission is when you get improvement back to your baseline. Your baseline is where you were diagnosed. And I looked at him and I said, doctor, I'm light years beyond my baseline. And he said, yeah, you are.
Incredible. Now,
and we now have the MRIs proving. My last MRI was a year ago this June. And at that point, it proved there was zero MS activity in 2.5 years.
Now, you're a living example in my mind, Marilyn, that if you are to take an allopathic medical prescription drug treatment, which can be very toxic, as you know, you simply must do things to protect your healthy cells. And it seems to me, in this case, Carnivora acted to prevent the devastating damage to your immune system, which is so vitally critical if you're to survive the medical treatment. Do you see long term that you may be able to get off of these medicines and move forward with more holistic protocols to continue to rebuild?
I'm in that process as we speak. I went through a very bad period a year ago where I got diagnosed with degenerative disc disease, which is much more debilitating to me than the MS ever was. And the Carnivora, again, I want to emphasize, not only do I know that for myself, it is helping counteract all the toxic things that the drugs do to my body, but it's helping restore the cells that were never alive because of the MS.
Well,
I've had that all my life.
Yeah.
I have feeling and activity in parts of my body I have never had.
Marilyn, I am so grateful that you'd share the time with us and share your story. We're out of time here, but I want to talk with you again. And if I can be of assistance as you break free of the drugs eventually, I'm happy to do it. Please get Unlock the Power to Heal. Call Carnivora if you want more information or to plug in like Marilyn has, 866-836-8735. And if you order online and you enter 20 off, that's 20 and capital O and then FF, 20 off, you'll get 20% off your Carnivora. Carnivora.com. Marilyn, God bless you. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Back with Stephen Huer and then Robert Krakow. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back to the heart of healing with my good friend, naturopath Stephen Huer, oneworldway.com. You know him. We love him. And this subject, Stephen, that we're going to cover today, perhaps the most impacted by literally your state of mind and your state of emotional health, blood pressure. We got to help successful blood pressure normalization.
Yeah, that's really well put. In fact, you know, anytime you raise your adrenal hormones, whether that's through thoughts and or through caffeine, you run the risk of raising your blood pressure for a window of time. You know, but it's also good to remember that your body's designed to handle a little bit higher blood pressure. Just as you do anything with exercise and you go up a flight of stairs, your body's going to have a higher, your heart rate's going to temporarily go higher. You're going to have more pressure on the vessels. So we're designed to go up to a higher level of blood pressure and then come back down. So it's not like critical, but when it comes to somebody who's dealing with chronic high blood pressure, which is pretty common these days, it's nice to know that nature has some alternatives for us, and I'll articulate the ones that I've assembled in my, after my 23 years of practice, what I've put together as a package of things that all work together. We call it the Successful Blood Pressure Support Package. So with nitric oxide, people have become more aware that this is a very important gas produced in the endothelial lining of the blood vessels itself, and the healthier your body is, the more ample levels of this particular gas is produced, and you can support the production of this wonderful substance by taking arginine, citrulline, and some cofactor nutrients. Really good product that we have called nitric oxide support, which is that combination of nutrients in a powder that you mix with water. It's very pleasant lemon-lime flavor, and you know, you take it 2-3 times a day, and this natural effect of raising nitric oxide in your body supports the dissolving of plaque on the arteries, as well as dilation of vessels so that you get improved circulation to all parts of the body, including the brain. A person that's dealing with existing plaque and or blood pressure issues, this is an excellent product to take. Potassium magnesium is just an essential two minerals needed by the heart, which beats endlessly, ceaselessly. It doesn't get to take a break. So you need a sufficient amount of those minerals for the electrolytic contraction, relaxation response to happen for the heart. So this is a good additional thing to take. Synergy K supports the raising of something called matrix GLA protein, which helps you to decalcify the arteries. If you have hardening of the arteries, it actually helps decalcify the calcium and restore flexibility and relaxation to the arteries. And the vascular relaxed BP happens to be a really good blend of herbs, herbs and minerals, magnesium, hawthorn, olive leaf, grape seed extract, pomegranate extract, lycopene, cranberry extract, all have been found to be efficacious for relaxing blood vessels and for helping with optimal blood pressure levels, and yet non-toxically, all from herbs and nutrients.
You know how they say when you go to your doctor, take this drug, but also eat better and exercise. You know, we can talk about it in a funny way, I guess, because these supplements are not like drugs, but we could say along with these supplements to support healthy function, which is what we know we want to do, meditate, contemplate, pray, get quiet, get into deep breathing, do some things that will also help to relax you in a way that practices control over blood pressure.
That's really smart, and I recommend that. I personally meditate, and anybody that chooses to make that a discipline in their life, I think they'll find that they can actually get to their subconscious part of their mind through the meditative process and actually reprogram those belief systems that create anxiety in us and record over those belief systems to be less stressful, positive belief systems so that you're less likely to have your own anxiety generated from your mind.
Exactly. And by the way, the four products that Stephen mentioned are linked up in the show notes today, the Successful Blood Pressure Support Package. Links up, you go to oneworldway.com. That's the easiest way to get to the website, or just click the links there. They're at 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. Stephen, this nitric oxide support where you say take a scoop twice per day, is this something you mix in water, milk, juice,
yep,
or anything?
Water for sure. It can be juice, but definitely not milk.
Okay.
And nitric oxide doesn't stay real long in the system, so you can't just sort of like, it's not like a fat soluble substance that hangs out. So it's very brief in its action, but with repeated dosing, you can get the benefit that you're trying to get. And then also there's the other benefits of, like, you know, there's certain cofactor plants. I think beets is one of them, or having beets in the diet is supportive of nitric oxide levels, and
also helps the liver. We talk about juicing beets for the liver is something good too.
Yeah, it really is. Beets are just amazing. They're super high in betaine, which is a methyl compound, and the cells of our body love to be methylated. That actually makes them younger. The more we can methylate the cells, they actually do become genetically younger to some degree. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Listen, Stephen, we're out of time, but my blood pressure has lowered just during this segment.
Probably was never high.
Thank you, my friend. Love you. Appreciate you so much. Check it out, oneworldway.com, 888-988-3325. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As we're getting ready to go to Autism One 2015 in Chicago, Illinois, and that's May 20th through 24th, we are highlighting and spotlighting some of the key figures that are going to be there presenting, answering questions, bringing the power to heal and the power to navigate dangerous legal terrain in regards to vaccine injury. And one of those guys He's a champion for those who have unfortunately been injured and families and kids who have been injured. His name, Robert Krakow, KrakowLaw.com. Bob, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. Nice to be here.
Now, confirming you will definitely be at Autism One this year. Is that correct?
I absolutely will. I wouldn't miss it.
All right. And you're presenting on a specific topic that parents should know about?
Well, for the last few years, I've been presenting on various issues related to vaccine injury and the vaccine injury compensation program and vaccine injury law litigation generally. This year, I'm going to be focusing on some fundamental concepts that may have been overlooked by some of the pundits who are commenting on this issue, especially recently with the hysteria over exemption issues. And I want to remind people, I covered mitochondrial aspects of litigation, the autism proceeding, but I want to circle back this year and focus on why we have a vaccine injury program in the first place.
Yeah, that's a great place to start, Bob, because I just couldn't find a precedent for Congress taking an industry and absolving them of all liability should their product harm, injure, or even kill. And that, to me, unless you've seen another area where it occurred in American, I don't know if jurisprudence is the right word, it's a stunning thing when people realize it, because a lot of folks are learning for the first time this year in the media that that court even exists.
That's right. And in fact, the first more than 20 years of my law practice, after I had been a prosecutor for a decade and in private practice for about almost 15 years, I discovered it existed, and almost none of my colleagues who I speak with have any idea that this program exists. It was formed by law in 1986, actually implemented in 88, in order to protect the vaccine industry primarily, but also acknowledge that there are a legitimacy, the existence of vaccine injury claims. In fact, the legislative history of this law recognizes that vaccines can cause injury. It's right in the legislative history that Congress wrote about. So what wasn't the case in 1986 was the idea that this law would provide almost absolute immunity for the vaccine manufacturers. I've spoken to the individual in Congress who actually drafted the statute, and there's a section of it that allows a litigant who goes into the vaccine injury program, and maybe we should circle back at some point and explain how that works, but who brings a claim, you have to go to the vaccine injury program. There you have no jury, there's a cap on damages, but it's supposed to facilitate the process by making it less formal, less burdensome. Whether that's the case or not is the subject of some controversy.
Sure.
But what it clearly allows to do by the letter of the law is allow you to say, okay, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to sue the company that manufactured the vaccine or vaccines that I believe caused my injury. And that's right in the law. And in fact, I've heard from a reporter who was covering this recently contacted the Health and Human Services Department, and that's what they told her, that a litigant can reject the program, reject the judgment that would come from a program, win or lose, and sue a vaccine manufacturer, except for one thing. In 2011, the Supreme Court of the United States said no for design defect claims, which are the majority of the claims you would have. You cannot do that. Vaccines are unavoidably unsafe, meaning that we have to give immunity because we know some people are going to be injured.
So Bob, you're telling me that it was a Supreme Court quote when we say vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. That comes from the Supreme Court?
It comes from the Supreme Court of the United States quoting something called the Restatement of Torts, which is a written statement of what injury claims, how they should be handled. And it's done by a committee, but it stands for the bar, the lawyers, as a statement, so we can rely on that. Supreme Court said if we apply the Restatement of Torts, which is the expression of tort law, personal covering personal injury law, then we have to give based on this statute, immunity to the vaccine manufacturers, because as a policy consideration, vaccines are considered so important that if we allow them to be sued when we know some people are going to be injured, and that's unavoidable no matter what the vaccine manufacturers do, is the thinking, then if we expect them to manufacture vaccines, we have to give them that protection. And then they also said there's a program that can compensate for this, so we'll rely on that program. But that wasn't the original idea. That wasn't what was written into the statute. That's not what the drafters
did the Supreme Court rewrite the law or the intent of the law? That seems on its face a violation of separation of powers.
Well, you have to, I mean, and they're interpreting the Congress's intent, and Congress can change it, but they haven't, and there's a political consideration here. I mean, to understand that, I guess you, or to have the justification for that, you'd have to ask justices who wrote the opinion. I believe it was Justice Scalia. There was a stinging, beautiful, articulate dissent by Justice Sotomayor, which explained why this was not a good idea on policy grounds. I mean, one of the reasons you allow lawsuits is to put a check on corporate action and enforce corporate responsibility. Without liability and the possibility of liability, vaccine manufacturers do not have to adhere to the same kinds of safety precautions they otherwise might have to, because
They've got no incentive to do so. And of course, we know from human experiments in sociology and psychology that when humans are removed from any liability for their actions, they're capable of doing horrible, cruel things.
Well, we've seen that time and again in the history of our country, involving use of lead in various products, including gasoline, asbestos, on down the line, and what we see in tobacco, of course, and we see a history of trying to cover up. There are some famous examples of that, including the movie The Whistleblower with tobacco, cover up evidence of harm that exists because to avoid corporate liability. Well, here the pharmaceutical industry, the vaccine manufacturers, have the best way to cover whatever they're doing, because no one can get access to their information. The only way to get access to what is being done, the internal studies, the internal information of the vaccine manufacturers, is to sue them and get discovery. You can't do that in the vaccine injury compensation
program. So you can never get access to the information to strengthen or bolster your case that there was
absolutely
a problem with the. So again, this seems to be, the deck is stacked against the people and the children, anybody who was harmed in this case, although I think it's been numbered up in the almost $3 billion range. I don't have confirmation of that paid out since the act went into effect.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. So we know some people have been paid, but the thing is, how many have been rejected that should not have been rejected based on a blanket, well, this group doesn't count?
Well, we don't know. I mean, to be fair and be balanced, the program does compensate a fair number of people and a relatively high percentage of the claims, usually for low amounts, because the way this works, so there are settlements you'll see for Guillain-Barré syndrome,
sure,
which is a product, most often it's an autoimmune condition, product of often a flu vaccine or maybe a tetanus vaccine. And you see compensation of $10,000, $20,000, but that's probably consistent. Maybe the injuries weren't so serious. But what you don't know if what underlies those injuries. What you see is a program that's compensating some people. Whether justice is being done there is really a big question. And that's a policy that the United States government has adopted. And the Bush and the Obama administrations have enforced. They feel this program is adequate.
Well,
I have serious questions about that.
Among many problems, in my mind, is that if they acknowledge at the Supreme Court level that these are unavoidably unsafe, and yet you have Congress or congressional representatives, whether it be federal or state right now, is the focus, removing or attempting to remove philosophical and religious exemptions. I mean, if there is a risk of death, much less injury, there has to be an ability to say no.
Absolutely. And in fact, and that's the ultimate point. You know, if the government feels that public health policy should promote vaccination, and we can debate that, but let's just accept that for a moment. The question is, how is that enforced? And why do you need to set to enforce that and say there's no exception, everyone must get vaccinated? Now, coupled with that are the public statements made recently, and recently there was a measles scare that's petered out, and that was an excuse to launch this campaign in many states to remove exemptions almost totally, or at least partially. So the question is, why are we hearing statements that vaccines are completely safe? We know they're not completely safe. And in addition, the leading case that stands for the proposition that the government, as a public policy for a health emergency, can enforce vaccination or make impose penalties for it is a case called Jacobson versus the United States. Jacobson versus Massachusetts, 1905, by Justice Harlan. But what's not recognized is that that case also stands for balance. Balancing the state's power to enforce public health policy versus individual rights and civil liberties, the right of the individual to have autonomy over his own body. That case recognizes that, but we've gotten out of whack and for many reasons, among which are, is it a public health emergency for infectious disease to impose the Gardasil vaccine? We see many proposed pieces of legislation to require the Gardasil vaccine and to allow children without parent involvement to get those vaccines.
Hey, Bob, can you hang out for another 5 minutes or so? Because this is
sure.
We're only getting warmed up here, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Autism One Conference. Everybody check it out, autismone.org. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, May 20th through 24th. In Chicago, Illinois. Stick around, robertscottbell.com. Links as well to krakowlaw.com as well. Check it out. We'll be back with more powerful healing and some support on the legal side of things on the vaccine issue after this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robot. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Scott Bell Show. All right, we continue now talking with Robert Krakow, KrakowLaw.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. Heading to Autism One. He'll be there. I'm sure you may have many questions for him. He'll be presenting there as well. And the nice thing about Autism One is you get to talk to real folks like this. You get to share ideas, share stories, experiences, ask and answer questions. And I wholly encourage everybody that is concerned at all about this vaccine issue. Among many other things, please make plans to be in Chicago May 20th through 24th. Bob, the issue you brought up before we went to break, state power versus individual rights, that to me is the most important thing to be discussing here. Again, we can argue nuances about the science of vaccines and the immune system, and I have perspectives that are vastly different from the government. But at the same time, if we, let's say, run roughshod over individual liberty, the whole basis for the American Republic is done before we even begin.
I agree with that. I think we're in very dangerous territory. We see government overreaching, more and more vaccines, and there are hundreds in the pipelines, and it seems as if every one is absolutely necessary, and that's simply not the case. There could be a case made for some virulent infectious diseases that are contagious. That, again, is debatable. I know there are questions on both sides. But what about the hepatitis B vaccine? What about the tetanus vaccine? What about the HPV, human papillomavirus vaccine, and others that are not easily transmissible? So why do those have to be, herd immunity doesn't apply to, very much to those vaccines, which is a concept justifying mass vaccination, 100% vaccination. And the other points are, you know, vaccine uptake, including the measles vaccine, which is the most recent one that's in controversy because of the supposed epidemic, which petered out, started in Disneyland. The vaccine uptake is at historic high levels. It hasn't decreased over the last 5 years. The most recent reports from the CDC, the Morbidity Mortality Weekly Report, shows that there has been an increase, actually. There's no dramatic decrease. There may be pockets of places where a lot of people ask for exemptions. And my point is 2 points. One, if the vaccines are safe and justified and necessary, that should be its own argument, and people should be persuaded that that's the best thing for their children.
Or in a free market, if they were perceived to have the value that they claim to, people would be flocking and lining up for them, especially with how much they are subsidized. In many cases, you can go to a health clinic and not have to pay a penny.
This always reminds me of a famous line from the movie The Godfather. And the got all these leaders of the mob are sitting around a table, and one says, well, after all, we are not communists. Mm-hmm. Well, after all, we live in a free society, a capitalist society. Why in this area are we forcing people to do something which, if it's so good, they should do anyway? But even more important, if we go down that road, where are we going? Are we going to hold people down and force them to vaccinate? We're going to put them in jail? I've seen editorials in
promoting that
otherwise
idea
reputable.
Right. Bob, this is a scary realm when people abandon the concept of liberty because of the fear of the germ, which is a faulty concept to begin with, and a lot of debate around the world on this. The medical community is not in lockstep, as the mainstream media would have us believe. So as we're wrapping up here, a minute or so to go, what do you think is a solution here? Do we scrap the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court, or do we modify it? What do you think?
Well, that's debatable, because there are some people who do get compensation from the court. I think the original plan possibly was the best one, which allowed people to sue after rejecting the court. So it's hard to say. It's not a panacea to say get rid of the program and allow people to sue, because the power of the pharmaceutical company makes it very difficult for any ordinary lawyer,
sure,
and it's more important, any ordinary person to bring a lawsuit and succeed. And that was one of the problems. That's a reality. So let's not say that, the program is all bad. There were some concepts that were good, but it went in a bad direction because of the skewing of the policy process
by the power
of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, I'm concerned for the future of these kids. Obviously, we're both aligned on the freedom issue. Is this going to be discussed more in detail when we're together at Autism One?
Absolutely. This is what's going to be discussed, also in the context of the exemption issue and liberty, civil liberties, and what's the character of our country in light of this.
All right.
And no one's minimizing infectious disease.
No, we're not.
I'm a
That's
parent.
The point here. We also have other ways to address it. Bob, we're out of time. Crackoutlaw.com, AutismOne.org. Bob, appreciate you very much. I look forward to seeing you again when we're together in Chicago.
Thanks so much, Robert. Thanks.
In the meantime, thanks
great
to everybody for being with us, and I've got to remind you this. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.